We've got a new series for you now on the biggest radio show in the country. Our Vinny and Nicola have been out and about visiting all six counties in Northern Ireland. They've been finding out what you want to talk about, issues that matter to you. First up, Enniskillen. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What did that man say to you? Was he drunk?
No, he said I was very good looking.
See? Drunk.
No.
On the road again.
On the road. With Vinny and Nicola.
Who? Stephen Nolan. What do you think of him?
No comment.
Where am I going?
Straight down until you see water.
And she's actually stuck her tongue out at me.
Vinny, did you make that chin cry? I can't wait to get on the road again.
What do you like about Enniskillen and what's great about Fermanagh?
It's a local community and local people, and you know, there's good support throughout the town, a good range of shops, and you know, it's nice to walk around.
Is there anything about the area that you would change if you could?
To be honest, the roads are, you know, in places are really bad, and in some places they're fine, but in most places they do need fixed. You know, there'd be quite a few potholes and stuff, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go.
No problem. Sorry, Charles. Bye-bye.
Did you make that child cry?
No, the child was fine until I said those two words, Stephen and Nolan, and then it just dropped its dummy, as we've seen him do himself, and started to bawl.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend.
Hello there, sir. Are you busking today?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
Canterbury, originally.
Canterbury? So what brings you into Enniskillen to busk?
I live in Derrygomaly. The people are lovely.
Why are you busking?
It gives me a reason to get out of bed.
Are there any issues that you want to get off your chest now that the Stephen Nolan show's here?
The weather.
I'm going to let you get on with your busking. Do you take requests?
As long as they're not rude.
Vinny likes a bit of Rick Astley.
No, I don't know that.
Why do you like Stephen?
Oh, when he goes mad, I love him.
What do you mean when he goes mad?
He goes to the point whether you like it or you don't like it.
And what do you like about Enniskillen? What makes this place special?
The people are all very good and kind.
You wouldn't change a thing?
My rates are way up sky high, but you want to get a plate.
Your rates are high?
Oh, the traffic wardens are terrible.
What about the rates? How high are your rates?
Well, my rates is well over £3,000.
A year?
A year. But I have a guest house now, I must say that.
It's a lot of money.
It is, yeah.
And do you find that difficult to pay?
I don't go out buying clothes every day of the week. I don't drink and I don't smoke. And if I can't keep me home going, it's too bad.
Tell me about these parking wardens. Are they very strict?
Oh, very, very strict. My daughter got a parking ticket at the town hall last Friday. Mm-hmm. She was 4 minutes over the time.
I don't want you getting a ticket, so I'll let you go. Thank you for talking to me.
Well, that train keeps rolling on down to Sarnia.
How are you? You're a bit out of breath. Maybe that's one of the gripes. Do you think that there should be better parking in the town? You're a bit out of breath.
I'm on foot. There should be more parking anyway. The roads actually are very narrow, as you can see, and it's very hard for the cars. There's just no parking for anybody. Unless you're disabled, you can come along here, but that's about it.
So an appeal maybe for better parking?
Better parking for everybody.
Maybe I should go and tackle one of these traffic wardens.
I think you should.
Here's a traffic warden's coming now. Maybe get a word with them. I've already found somebody giving off about you.
Oh, well, I'm away.
Do they give a lot of tickets here in this town? She says, aye, they do.
Give us needs to be given.
Are people nice and friendly?
Fermanagh people are always friendly.
Even when you're giving them a ticket?
Well, that's the exception to the rule.
You seem to be trying to get away from me.
I am, yeah, and you're following me.
But this woman wants answers.
contact Transport NA, and she'll get all the answers she needs then. Every stop I make a new friend.
Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. That's our Vinny and Nicola out and about on the road.
Earlier this week, we were in Enniskillen for the first stop off the series, and we are still there. This is part two of Vinny and Nicola on the road in Fermanagh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What did that man say to you? Was he drunk?
No, he said I was very good looking.
See? Drunk.
No.
On the road again.
On the road. With Vinny and Nicola.
Who? Stephen Nolan. What do you think of him?
No comment.
Where am I going?
Straight down until you see water.
And she's actually stuck her tongue out at me.
Vinny, did you make that chin cry? I can't wait to get on the road again. Hello there. Will you stop and have a word with me?
Okay.
Because I see that you've got a stick.
Right.
And disabilities and access to towns and everything is always a big thing that comes up on the Stephen Nolan show.
Yeah.
What's it like here in Enniskillen?
It's not too bad, actually. It's quite good. I mean, the urn centre's a fair way from here, and there's no way of getting there other than walking or, you know, dropping off here and dropping. But yeah, it's quite good.
Anything that gets on your nerves?
People really not getting out of your way, just, and you know, they can see your stick and they want you to move, but you can't.
What's your first name?
Sharon.
And is there anything about Enniskillen that you would change if you could? If you could change anything at all?
Pavements.
You have a stick here as well, so that helps you get around.
Yeah. They're up and down. They should have got it levelled out, because I can walk without the crutch.
You want the pavement sorted out so they're nice and smooth and you can go up and down them without tripping.
Yeah.
Hello there, ladies.
No.
I'm with the Stephen Nolan programme. Do you not like him?
Huh?
Stephen Nolan.
You don't watch him.
Do you know who he is?
I know his face.
Do you? What do you think of him?
As I said, we don't know.
See the two women sitting in the seat there?
Yeah.
They said no comment. I said Stephen Nolan and they decided not to speak to me.
She just looked at me and I gave her the thumbs up and she's actually stuck her tongue out at me.
Well, we go to the Jolly Sandwich.
I'm hungry. Can I get some food?
Right, come on.
Can we put this on expenses?
Sharon McBride, you're sitting here in the Jolly Sandwich having a good bite to eat along with two small children.
The only thing is, trying to get parked at the hospital is a big issue. You'd nearly have to be there a half an hour before we get... just to get a car parking space, a free one.
is it like that every day? Because
yeah,
it is a brand new hospital.
It is a brand new hospital, yeah. We were just in the hospital over an hour and we had to pay £140 for parking. It's not good, especially when you have to walk quite a distance into the hospital, especially carrying a baby and walking with a toddler. The car parking should be free, I think.
Well, the rates are a bit of a... are crippling, so they are. But you've just got to rise above it and just get on with it and... footfall, there's a lot of tourists and there's a lot of people about at the moment. Parking, yes, the red coats are a bit of...
Don't worry, I've already tackled one of them.
Well, that's good.
I'm Betty.
Betty, my name's Vinny. What's your name?
I'm Pam.
And tell me, is there anything about Enniskillen or just in general that you think you would like to change if you could?
The roads, surfaces. Potholes in the roads.
And is that in the city centre or in Fermanagh in general?
Fermanagh general.
How bad is it?
Very bad. If you drive into one, it can be quite dangerous.
Are they just choosing which ones to fill or why aren't they fixing the problem?
They're just patching the holes and then in no time at all the hole comes back again. They should need to just resurface the whole thing.
What about the money? Where will they get the money for this?
That's my problem. There wasn't as much wastage.
Wastage where?
Well, in education. They closed the school in Listen Ski because they only had 150 children and now they've reopened it for 50. Think on that. Bye.
Well, I live on the main road, so I can't park outside the house, so not between 8 and 7.
How many tickets have you got?
Oh, almost of a dozen or so.
I can see that you're getting very annoyed.
No, and I haven't eaten me lunch yet. It's waiting to unfold.
A brand new tale. The majority of people are saying they love being here, they love the people. So, you know, it's all pretty good.
Some people might say that this is a junket. Are we on a junket?
No, I think we're working very, very hard because, as you well know, it's very hard to get people to talk to you.
Are you going
to
buy me a cream tea?
I'm from Ballymena, I'm not buying you anything at all.
Are we bun?
No.
Are you trying to say people from Ballymena are tight?
No, I think Ballymena are thrifty and they know how to spend their money.
Tight.
And I'm not spending my money on an acquaintance. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until
tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam. That disgraceful her suggesting people from Ballymena were tight. Not true at all. Myself and Nicola will also be in Newcastle. We're going to Strabane and Limavady. I say we're going, we've already been, so we'll play these out over the next few weeks. And if there's somewhere that you think, do you know what, they should come here, maybe you don't want us in your town, I don't know, drop us an email, nolan@bbc.co.uk.